Once, in a cozy little neighborhood, there was a fluffy brown dog named Max. Max was the happiest dog you could ever meet. His tail was always wagging. He was always so excited to meet new people and new dogs, and he even liked cats and squirrels. Max was so friendly, and his favorite place in the whole world was the dog park. Because at the dog park, there was an endless possibility of making friends. He never knew what kind of dog he'd meet, and that made it so exciting to look forward to. On one sunny morning, Max's owner, Sarah, decided it was the perfect day for a trip to the dog park. Max's tail wagged so hard when he got in the car, and he started hopping around the car. Sarah had to say, "Max, sit down, calm down. If you want to go to the dog park, you have to be calm." He gave a big sigh, but settled down, and she clipped his special dog seatbelt on, and they took off. When they got to the dog park, Max couldn't contain his joy. He started dashing around, sniffing and playing and catching balls, and he was having the time of his life. But there was one dog that caught his eye. It was a spotty dog, a Dalmatian, and her name was Peach. Max and Peach became fast friends. They had so much in common. They loved to eat grass. They loved to roll around and do tricks. They loved treats more than anything. And they were both obsessed with tennis balls. So the day flew by, time flew by. They were just playing and rolling, and the sun started going down. And Max and Peach realized all of a sudden they had wandered really far from the dog park entrance. In fact, they were along the back fence, and they noticed there was a little hole in the fence, and it was just big enough for them to go through. Max looked at Peach and said, "Hey, Peach, let's explore. We can have our own adventure." Peach agreed, and her tail was wagging. She's like, "Yes." As they roamed further into the woods, there were trees all around, and it started to get darker as the sun went down. And when they're trotting along, the leaves underneath their paws rustled. It kind of sounded like little distant growls. Max started to get a little bit scared, and he looked over at Peach, and her tail was down. She wasn't wagging her tail either. And she looked scared too. Max whispered, "Should we go back now?" Peach nodded, but when they turned around, they couldn't figure out what way they had come. There were all these trails and dark paths, and they could hear rustling in the bushes. They were so worried, and now their friendly forest had turned into a scary place. Max and Peach huddled together. They were whimpering softly, and they were really, really worried. They missed their homes and their owners, and they missed that dog park. They regretted going on the adventure. They were sad that they had broken the rules and went through the hole in the fence. They wished they had stayed where they were supposed to. Just when they thought they'd never find their way back home, they heard a familiar voice calling their names. It was Sarah, Max's owner, and Emmy, Peach's owner. They had been worried sick when Max and Peach didn't return. With joyful barks, Max and Peach bounded to their owners. Sarah and Emmy got down on their knees and hugged them and rubbed their fur and buried their faces in their fur and said, "Don't you ever scare us like that again. You can't break the rules and run away." The dogs were nodding in agreement. They agreed, and they did not want to run away ever again. As they walked back home, Max and Peach realized that adventures are fun, but really, they're the best when you share adventures with friends, except you need to know you can always find your way home, and you need to listen to your parent or owner. From that day on, Max and Peach never strayed away from the dog park. They loved being friends, and they always listened to Sarah and Emmy, because Sarah and Emmy became friends too, and they started to have doggy playdates at each other's houses. Sometimes Sarah would bake these dog treats, and Emmy would sew them new toys, and these two dogs were the best of friends, and they always made sure to listen to their owners and stay close. True adventures are the ones you can enjoy without losing your way. Now close your eyes, take a big breath, and I want you to think of a happy dog, and you can pick what kind of dog it is, what color fur, and what you want the name to be. And I want you to have a beautiful dream about that dog. And you can make that dog go on any adventures you want. I'm gonna dream about a black golden doodle named Kona, because she is the sweetest dog and she is a great adventure buddy. Good night.